something awful happens to little girls when they're about 10. Research shows that when girls are 9, they're on top of the world and are just as likely as boys to say they'll be president someday. But after 10, not so much. Compared to boys, girls are much more likely to come out of adolescence with poor self-image, lower expectations from life, and much less confidence in themselves and their abilities. My 12-year-old daughter loves a TV show called Wipeout, where contestants race against each other on a huge obstacle course. The show can be a riot, but a few weeks ago, they had a special episode pitting women against men.
In today's special edition of Wipeout, we've recruited the most beautiful women and the brainiest men to battle for 50 grand on the world's most extraordinary obstacle course. We'll see hotties taking magnificent...
They called it the matchup of the century, the hotties versus the nerds. Think about that for a minute. At age 10, body image starts to become all-consuming for girls, and studies show it's when many girls begin to view their self-worth in terms of their sex appeal.
It's funny, it doesn't really manifest until these girls are older, but it's almost like it's pouring into their spirits at that young age when they're vulnerable and they don't really have the means to filter through or decipher what is right and what is wrong, or what is good for them and what is not.
That's Molly Barker. She's one of my heroes, mostly because she didn't just sit back and pour another cup of coffee while all this depressing research came to light. Barker decided to create something that would help girls fight back, filter out the harmful messages, and celebrate their true, powerful selves.
I started Girls on the Run for many reasons, and that is certainly one of them, to give girls the tools and the awareness of these tactics at an early age so that when they begin to manifest in their adolescence, they could say, hey, wait a minute, I learned back then that none of this is real. And as a matter of fact, this in some ways may demean who I am. So let me choose what will enhance my potential rather than take away from it.
Barker started Girls on the Run back in 1996 in Charlotte, North Carolina, with 13 girls and a simple goal to help them get stronger physically and mentally. 17 years and 600,000 girls later, the program is now operating coast to coast and across Vermont.
Okay, we're going to start running.
Yay!
Because we're girls on the run, right? Not girls on the back.
At Barstow Memorial School in Chittenden, third, fourth, and fifth graders run laps around the school.
Go!
These girls meet twice a week for 90 minutes of running, playing, and talking. Today's lesson is about community and cooperation. Each time one girl completes a lap, a letter is added to a large message board. The 19 girls have to work together to run enough laps to create the entire message. And already, some girls are offering to run extra laps for another girl who's not feeling her best.
I like running because it's fun and you get your energy out.
As a coach, I too like the running part, especially the big 5K we'd all run together at the end of the season. But it was our daily discussions that I remember most, sitting in a circle talking about why gossip is so hurtful or why some emotions are more painful than others. We talk about inner beauty versus outer beauty or describe the qualities we most like in our friends. I can't tell you how often I was blown away by something said in that circle. Little girls can be incredibly wise and insightful, like 9-year-old Emily Freeman.
I learned that at Girls on the Run, I can trust people and I can be who I want. And they teach us friendship, and a lot of the activities have running in it. But honestly, I think they should call it Girls on the Friendship because it's really about friendship.
Back outside, it starts to rain, and Emily and the rest of the group finish their laps. There is something so joyful about little girls running together. They hold hands, they skip, they hop, they jump in puddles. It's like all this beautiful energy, this shining potential, potential that gets erased too quickly if we're not careful.